You're listening to the Make Comics Podcast with Andy Schmidt of Comics Experience. Hey everybody, welcome into another Make Comics Podcast. I'm Joey Groh, and with me is Andy Schmidt.
Hey everybody. Hey Joey.
Hey Andy, how's it going?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I have a question for you. If you have a minute, maybe you could give me some advice on a couple things I could do. I want to ask you about pitching at conventions.
You do, or does somebody else?
That would actually be Gavin. And it is all something right. That I'm always curious to hear more about, because I'm sure you've had your number of people coming up to you and asking you questions about, I don't know, anything from how did you let the thing beat the Hulk to how do I submit property to do business with you as a publisher, as a person who works for a publisher. But Gavin writes in about pitching at conventions. Gavin says, I keep hearing that conventions are a great place to meet editors. My question is, do you have any tips for pitching to an editor at a convention? I unfortunately don't know any editors, and conventions seem to be the only place I could actually get to them, but I'm pretty nervous about doing it. Help? And that is from Gavin.
Yeah, okay. So that's normal. So conventions, it's the question itself is interesting. So conventions are a good place to meet editors. They are typically not a great place to pitch an editor. So we sort of need to break it into those two things. So it's great for meeting editors because the reason that people are at conventions is because they either want to work in comics or they do work in comics. But the whole idea of a comic book convention, if you break out the potential sales aspect of it, the idea of behind a convention is a place for professionals and hopefully soon to be professionals to meet, look at each other's work, get to know each other, and do all that and intermingle. So the reason that you're going to a convention to meet people in comics, the people in comics are going to conventions to, yes, intermingle with other people that work in comics, but also to meet people who are looking to work in comics. So you're in what it's like being in the safe zone to an extent, because you all know why you're there. So if you're sort of trying to pretend like you're not there to meet people, then that's just sort of weird, because we all know you're there to meet people. And the good news about that is that that's what they're there for. Now, I've heard horror stories about editors being rude to people and stuff like that, and it can happen, and it can happen for a number of reasons, but usually it's not because the editor is a jerk. Usually it's because it's the fourth day of a convention and the editor hasn't stopped moving in 36 hours, and you've just caught him right at the wrong point in time. So you want to do your best to sort of read people, make sure that they're not super busy with something or just generally in a bad mood. Now, that said, most professionals that are at these shows, they try to keep that in check. They try to be, very professional, but I'm sure that those things do slip. But generally, in my experience, folks in comics are pretty agreeable. The best way to meet editors is to do your research beforehand. So if you know, say, what publishers are going, or if you by any chance can find online somewhere where, a publisher has said these editors are going, or if you follow them on Twitter and they've said they're going, or however you find out, there are ways using the internet to find these things out, you do your research, know what they've edited, so that when you go up to a publisher's booth and you meet an editor, you have some context to start a conversation on. It's the difference between, when I was at IDW, somebody coming up to me and telling me how much they loved Lock and Key and asking me questions about Lock and Key, a book I did not work on, but I enjoyed quite a bit, and I admit is an awesome book, but I didn't work on it. So when they come up and they ask me about working with Joe Hill, I don't have a whole lot of experience working with Joe Hill. I can't really help them. And it can sort of become awkward. Whereas if they come up to me and they say, hey, we love Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning as writers, what's it like working with them? And I can say, oh, well, on Transformers, it was like this. When I worked with them on Annihilation, it was like this. And, it makes for an easier conversation if the person coming up to instigate it has done their homework and knows some things. But generally speaking, the best way to get a conversation started is by asking questions. So editors don't get a lot of love, as a, you know, publicly. So if you're meeting editors and you can talk to a book that they worked on that you really enjoy, that's great. But you might want to ask them questions about what their job is like, to help sort of draw them out, or you know, what's your favorite comic that you worked on? So it's just general stuff like that is pretty fun, you know. And I've been at conventions, you know, where I'm at one booth and somebody's like, "What's your favorite property over at that booth over there?" And I don't mind answering that. That's kind of a fun question, you know. So I think the more interesting you can make the conversation, the better. And people tend to like sort of talking about what they do and to a certain extent talking about themselves. You know, I'd be hesitant to ask personal questions like about, you know, that person's home life, but so keep it, you know, in that comics realm, at least to start. But that's kind of the best way to do it. And the thing about getting them to open up is that sometimes that's nice to be asked about those types of questions. And the other thing too is that you'll learn the types of things that they like, that they do, so how you can be of use to them. Whereas if somebody is going up and is just pushing their book in my face, I have no context to know if this book is of any use to me whatsoever. You know, I don't know if you've written anything before. I don't know if you've drawn anything before. You're handing me a book. Are you the artist? Are you the writer? And I can usually tell if, and this is especially true of writing. I mean, artists will just come up and they're just carrying a giant portfolio or an iPad with their art. Like, okay, fine. I'm going to look at your art. That's what you're here for. That's fine. Like, that's easy. I give you a critique. We talk. Maybe we chat. Good. Writers tend to be more nervous, I think, in general, and in that they're trying to get their pitch in your hand.
Right.
And for you to walk away with and not approve. And so I would say feel free to bring a couple of pitches or one pitch that you really want to shop around, but don't force it on anyone. Have that conversation, because pitching really isn't the best place. Even if I accept your document, chances of that document actually making it back to my office after I go back to my hotel, I go on a flight, all that sort of stuff, it's probably going to wind up in a recycling bin somewhere first. And I don't say that to be cruel or to downplay the importance of writers on any level, but a lot of places have policies where they're not really allowed to accept something unsolicited. There needs to be some more communication and documentation done. And frankly, you get handed so much stuff that, and some of it's just, hey, I want you to look at the book. Some of it's and I wind up with stacks of stuff, and I can't carry that all on a plane. It gets heavy, and sometimes it's literally more than will fit in my bag because I try to pack as light as I can. And so the stuff just doesn't wind up going. And then especially too, if it's like just gets thrown into a pile in the back room and forgotten about. So I would say you're much better off establishing that contact, getting some contact information, and following up with that person later, and then hitting them up with, hey, we talked about this. I was the one that asked you the question about, you know, what's your typical day like, or whatever you guys wind up talking about. The more you can talk with them, so the more you can recap helps that person remember who you were because they met 1,000 people that weekend. And then you're more likely to get a response that's, oh, great to hear from you. I enjoyed talking with you, blah, blah, blah. And you can continue that conversation over email until it becomes appropriate for you to say, hey, would you mind looking at this pitch? But I would still try and find that in. Like, how is this pitch helping that editor? As opposed to just how is approving this just adding to that guy's workload?
Right.
Which is how a lot of it feels like, because most publishers really have pretty heavy workloads that are on their editors. And sometimes you just look at something and you're like, hey, I like this, but you know, it's not going to move the needle on my career. It's not going to, you know, it's not solving some other issue that I have. And so it's just more work for me.
Tell me on this side of things too, thinking about this as people might be bringing creator owned material to a publisher. Do editors like to give advice on, hey, I, this isn't for us necessarily, but you should talk to, and then name another company? I know that
I don't mind doing that at all. You know, I used to have people come up and pitch me creator-owned stuff when I was at Marvel.
Right.
Like, we don't do that. You know, and that's a good example of do your research. Like, why are you coming up to me at Marvel to pitch a creator? If you're going to come up and ask questions about how Marvel works, that's fine. Or, hey, what creator-owned titles do you read? You know, that's fine. But why are you trying to convince me that Marvel should publish your creator-owned book? That's not what we do. And then I would, you know, sometimes I'll take a look at it if I've got the time. If I'm not in the middle of something, I'll take a look at it and say, yeah, you should go talk to the guys over at Oni or at, you know, IDW or wherever. I'm happy to do that. And if it's a really good looking project, I might even, if I know that somebody is, you know, at the show, say, go to Oni and talk to so-and-so. That's the person you'd want to talk to that I think would like this. I'm happy to do that, especially when it's something like I'm at Marvel and we don't do that, right? We don't do creator-owned books. So there is no compete overlap there.
Right.
You know, if they brought a Marvel pitch for, you know, a Marvel, you know, Wolverine, and I said, you know what, you should change this to Batman and take it over there, that I'm probably not going to do. But yeah, I mean, I think again, going back to just at their core, my experience has been that people in the comic book industry are typically fairly nice and want to see other people succeed. I don't see a lot of people trying to steal stuff from other people. I don't see a lot of, hey, I don't want to help this guy out because he's going to be my competition in 2 years. I don't see a lot of that. Does it exist? I'm sure it does. And somewhere probably in the back of somebody's head, they may even think that. But even so, I tend to think that folks want to see other people succeed. The other thing I'll say, too, about meeting people at conventions is try to relax. If you come up to me and you're a nervous wreck, it puts me on edge a little bit, because I think you might, you know, not be fully in control of yourself. And if I tell you the wrong thing, I think you might whack me with a graphic novel or something. So I'd say try to relax. Just remember, you're just talking to other people. They happen to be people that have a job that has some overlap with what you want to do. But just try to be yourself as much as possible. And relax, and don't try to do too much in a convention. Meet people, get their contact info if you can, ask them for recommendations of who else you might want to talk to. That's a big thing. I did that, and I was shocked at how many times I would ask somebody at the end of a conversation, hey, can you give me the names of 3 other people you think maybe I should talk to? And I was shocked at how many times they'd be like, oh yeah, sure, you should talk to this guy, and this woman over here, and tell them I sent you.
And I think that does underscore the general tone of the industry and the friendliness of people and the willingness to try to make connections happen, because most people have been there before, know what it's like trying to get a foothold. And if they see that you're putting in the time and putting in the work, they want to help you move it along and not necessarily be the person that discovered, but they want to see you have that same opportunity because you're doing the hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a lot of work for me to get my first real job in comics, and there are a lot of people that I can thank for that. I have to thank for that, and I have publicly thanked many, many people in many different ways, and will continue to do so, because there were so many people that you know, it wasn't because of, you know, Denny O'Neill that boom, I got hired at Marvel directly, but a lot of what Denny had done for me to help me was great. Chris Giarusso, Mike Higgins, it's a huge list of people before I was hired that really helped. And then even once I was hired, you know, then the number of people just explodes exponentially, of people that helped me learn and develop my career. And you know, in one of our last podcasts, I talked about how I need to understand how all these different aspects of comics work. You can't do that on your own. I mean, you can learn a heck of a lot from reading a book, don't get me wrong, but you know, once I was in the office and meeting artists and you know, I was taking the time to talk with them about different things, but they were generous with their time to talk with me about different things. And in many cases even show me how they lay out a page or how they do this and that. And that's an amazing thing, and that's a lot of what, it's a lot of the reason, honestly, that I started Comics Experience, was to help give back. Now, when I'm doing that as my full-time job, yes, I have to charge for it, but that doesn't mean that I'm not that I'm not doing it in large part because I love it and I want to give back and I want to see people succeed.
All right. Hopefully that answers your question, Gavin. If you have a question you'd like to submit for the Make Comics podcast, you can send that question to info@comicsexperience.com. That's info@comicsexperience.com. And you can also check out all the classes over at Comics Experience as well as the Creator Workshop. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Joey.